I'm Elba de la Torre, and this is a KXEI Conversation. Today I'm joined by Dr. Margaret Redmond McFadden, who's pastor of Prince Chapel AME Church, and Brian Davis, executive director of the Jewish History Museum. Welcome, both of you. Dr. Redmond, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
I am a pastor in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. I was sent here September of 2017, and I have served as the senior pastor since that time.
Brian, can you tell us a little bit about your role and how long you've been with the Jewish History Museum?
I came over to the Jewish History Museum in 2013, and at that time I was working as the director of the Jewish Community Relations Council at the Jewish Federation of Southern Arizona. And this was a moment where the Jewish History Museum started work on realizing what had been a 50-year-long aspiration in our community, which was to create a Holocaust History Center. I became the executive director in 2016 of the Jewish History Museum.
We're here today to talk about the gallery chat all three of our organizations are collaborating on.
This is the most recent dimension of a collaboration that's been ongoing for decades. Congregation Temple Emmanuel was in the building that's now the Jewish History Museum. It was the first synagogue in the Arizona Territory. The AME Church moved into their building, which is directly adjacent to the Jewish History Museum in 1941. So there's this decade in the 1940s where there was a lot of cultural exchange between Congregation Temple Emmanuel and the AME Church. And at the same time, the Consul of Mexico in Tucson was across the street. So that sort of cultural nexus that was there in the 1940s is part of the work that we're inspired by and trying to continue today.
Dr. Redmond, can you talk a little bit about what folks can expect when they come to the gallery chat?
I'm looking forward to discussing how the AME Church was birthed in amid social activism. And we do have a lot of things in common: social justice, education, community-centered, family-oriented. As a matter of fact, our children do an exchange to experience something different so that we know we have more in common than we do different.
There's a strong collaboration between the two institutions, Prince Chapel AME Church and the Jewish History Museum. Brian, can you talk about the Committee for Interracial Understanding that was founded in 1943?
We have a display about one of the last rabbis to lead the congregation in that building. His name was Rabbi Joseph Gumbiner. He was witnessing African-American U.S. service people coming back to Tucson and being excluded from social services in various spaces across Tucson, and was outraged about that and had already had a history of working on racial justice issues. He came to Tucson from being a rabbi of a congregation in Alabama where he was similarly doing this work. So in September of 1943, he was part of a coalition, an interfaith coalition, that established what was then called the Tucson Committee for Interracial Understanding, and still exists today and is called the Tucson Human Relations Commission.
Dr. Redmond, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Prince Chapel AME Church? I know it's the second oldest African-American church in southern Arizona.
That is correct. The church started in the early 1900s, about 1909. They were at the corner of Covenant and 17th Avenue, and they worked together and worshiped there for many years, and then they purchased the building, which we are currently in, on the corner of 17th Avenue and Stone Avenue. We have been in that space since 1941. I just want to say I look forward to talking to people and helping them understand how all communities are related. As I said, we have more in common than we do different.
This Jewish History Museum is really committed to purposefully putting the Jewish history and Jewish experience in conversation with other cultures around Southern Arizona. So this is part of that work.
And KXEI is certainly very happy to be a co-sponsor of this event, a gallery chat entitled Neighbors, which takes place on Friday, May 17th at 11 a.m. at the Jewish History Museum at 564 South Stone Avenue. My name is Elva de la Torre, and I've been talking with Dr. Margaret Redmond McFadden, pastor of Prince Chapel AME Church, and Brian Davis, executive director of the Jewish History Museum. And we're very happy to have you both in the studio. Thank you so much for joining me on this KXEI Conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, Elva.